American Trail. The American Trail, blazed in blood, defended in blood. Chapter 1, Dispatch to New York. 1776.
There is no longer room for hope. If we want to be free, we must fight. I repeat, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and the God of hosts is all that is left to us.
In 1787, almost 9 years later, a stagecoach hurtled along the rough lanes that led from New York to Virginia. Inside the coach sat Tom Farrell, a newspaper reporter from New York City. As he sat there, he planned how he would write the story he would soon send back to his newspaper.
Dispatch to the New York Packet. Dateline, March 18, 1787. Your humble servant, being considered by his betters, fit to report the events to occur in Philadelphia in May of this year, and having at his disposal a few weeks to spare, is now taking opportunity to travel by stagecoach to Virginia, there to interview one Patrick Henry, an aggressive opponent of the new American Constitution.
Sir, do I have the honor of addressing Mr. Patrick Henry?
You do.
I'm Tom Farrell, sir, a journalist from New York.
New York, eh? Well, I can't blame you for wanting to come to Virginia. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
And let me tell you something. I'm not an overly cautious man, so you'd best mind what you ask me and speak up while I pour a glass of cider.
Sir, is it true that you oppose the signing of the Constitution?
It is.
Would you care to say why?
Not at all. The 13 American colonies did not wage a bloody war to win their independence from a foreign king in order to calmly surrender that independence to a central government. It's this idea of one central government ruling all 13 states that I oppose.
But, sir, Virginia would be represented in the central government.
We want independence, not representation. And I'll oppose this Constitution with as much vigor as I oppose the royal crown.
The Constitution had not yet been approved or signed. It was still just a piece of paper. And Patrick Henry, in opposing it, was asserting his right as a free man to express his own personal opinion of the most important issue of his day.